Some joke that Humboldt State University is located in one of the state's prime marijuana growing regions. It seems appropriate then the university is forming a first of its kind academic institute devoted to pot. The Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research at Humboldt State University will sponsor scholarly lectures and coordinate research among 11 faculty members from fields such as economics, geography, politics, psychology, and sociology. To talk more about it, we're joined live on the newsline now by Josh Mizell. He's professor of sociology at the school and the co-chair of the institute. Thank you very much for talking to us this evening. Tell us more about this venture.
Well, this started about 2 years ago, and it came out of state's interest in entertaining the idea of marijuana legalization in the form of Prop 19. And what that really meant is that green elephant, the proverbial green elephant that was in the room that you made reference to in terms of the association between Humboldt and marijuana, really came out in the open, and people were willing to talk about it. And our interest was in seeing this as an opportunity to actually start answering many of those hard questions that are being raised about the impact of marijuana in the community. There's been a lot of speculation and questions raised, more questions than answers, and that really drove the interest in trying to establish some scholarly work in this area. It's important to make clear this is not an advocacy organization. It's not an organization at all. It's a research institute affiliated with the California State University system. And our interest is in advancing knowledge about the impacts of marijuana in our communities.
Professor, on that note, I want to ask you to bottom line for us, what's missing from the dialogue? I mean, certainly there's been a lot of political rhetoric back and forth. But you approaching this as an academician and someone who's looking at this in a completely different way, what's missing from the dialogue?
Well, I think what's missing is a really good understanding, for example, of the environmental impacts. What we've seen in recent years is growing amounts of cultivation on public lands and threats to watersheds, wildlife, plant life, other ecosystems, also the economic impacts. We've known more informally that it's one of the largest or the largest cash crop in the state of California, but really trying to get a handle on what that is and what does it mean to communities such as our own in Humboldt County and other counties in the Emerald Triangle, if it does become legalized. Back in 2010, when Prop 19 was being considered to legalize marijuana, the RAND Corporation put out a report suggesting the street value would drop by 80%. So what impact would that have on communities throughout the state and other communities nationally if that economic engine is pulled out from under it?
When this institute was formed at Humboldt, was it considered to be a controversial idea? Did it run up against some opposition?
I don't think so. And again, I think that's because the culture has shifted, not just in Humboldt County, but also statewide and nationally. You have to understand that in 1969, there was, 13% of Californians supported legalization. 2 years ago, about half supported legalization, and that mirrors what we're seeing nationally. That's why we're seeing, a vote of legalization in Colorado and in Washington in the last election cycle. And, I think part of the discussion is, well, if that's down the line for Humboldt County and the state of California, we better be prepared for it.
Professor, thank you very much for making time for us this afternoon. That's Josh Mizell. He is professor of sociology at the Humboldt State and is also co-chair of the institute there.